guest is Shane Boyer. Shane, how are you?
I'm good. Good to see you, Dave.
What do you do?
I'm just an independent developer, right? So basically, I'm an independent consultant, and right now I'm working as a solutions architect on some pretty cool projects for mobile stuff.
Are you doing some stuff with TypeScript, I heard?
Yeah. I happened to grab hold of TypeScript within a day of its release, and I said, wow, this is some cool stuff. Let's give it a look. And it made sense to me because I like JavaScript, mm-hmm. but it fixed all the things I didn't like about JavaScript.
Well, give me the elevator pitch. What is TypeScript?
So TypeScript is a superset of JavaScript. The elevator pitch, if you will, it gives me the ability to have some structure, some organization, and give me those nice IntelliSense features that we as .NET developers or typed languages gives me those features that I like to forget about having to worry about when I'm doing development of code.
So it lets you write JavaScript as if it were a strongly typed language. Is that
exactly,
what I
mean? Exactly, exactly. So, you know, one of the complaints, if you will, by the non-JavaScript developers that love JavaScript is that it's dynamic, right?
So it's a strength and a disadvantage, I
exactly,
think, really.
Yeah. So it's good and bad, right, when it comes to that. So this gives you the ability to say, you know, var x colon string. So now that compiler from TypeScript tells us, no matter what, later on in your code, x will always be a string. And I'll tell you if you set it to 10. You know, gives you that nice squiggly that we're used to seeing so much and, you know, been spoiled by, quite honestly.
Okay, so it actually interacts with, you said the squiggly, it interacts with the IDE.
Yeah,
sure. What is the IDE?
So we can use Visual Studio. There's Snap and Web Essentials 2012, I think Mads Christensen, who writes that tool.
Uh-huh.
There's a Snap-in for Visual Studio, but there's also add-ins for Sublime Text, for Vim, Emacs, and I'm sure there's some others out there that are being developed as we speak.
Okay. So walk me through, how do I get started with TypeScript?
All right, so TypeScriptLang.org is the site you go to. They've got a great kind of walkthrough how to learn it. You know, they've got a great playground, so an in-browser IDE, you can kind of see on the left, do some TypeScript. They've got great examples on classes and modules. It outputs the JavaScript, so you can see what it creates.
Okay, so basically it compiles to JavaScript. You
exactly.
type in TypeScript, and some process happens, and JavaScript spits out the other end, right?
Exactly, exactly. So you could do, as we understand it from a classical language, you know, class foo, and as you're typing, at least in the IDE in the browser for the playground, as they call it, you can see what it's producing in a module pattern and closure patterns, depending on whether you're doing the class type definitions in TypeScript or you're using the modules that they have now. You can see what it's producing in a, you know, ubiquitous type of JavaScript syntax.
Okay. And this is something you have to download from the web?
Right. So from that website, you can download the add-in for Visual Studio.
Okay.
And it'll give you the compiler. It's got a command line tool. That you can use to compile your existing JavaScript libraries and take some advantages there. Let me back up. Command line tools will give you the ability to write TypeScript files and compile to JavaScript files.
Okay.
Right. So you don't have to use an add-in. You can actually use Notepad, for instance.
Okay. So, all right. So if we're doing something like Notepad, there's a manual step
sure.
to compile it. But if I'm in Visual Studio or some development IDE, that just happens automatically.
Yeah. You know, like on a save.
On
right?
a save. Okay.
Right. But in Sublime Text, you might want to you can create your own compiler. So to emulate the same type of things that you get for Visual Studio.
Okay. All right, and so now who's the target market for TypeScript? We already have JavaScript,
right.
which doesn't really add. Maybe I'm wrong here. Correct me if I'm wrong. It doesn't really add functionality to JavaScript. It just makes it easier to work with. Is that a fair statement?
Well, you know, JavaScript now, you know, we have Node, right? So Node.js is JavaScript on the server, right?
Right.
Everybody's jumping into Node. We have Azure Mobile Services, which is built on Node. It allows us to create these large JavaScript applications.
Right.
Now, the problem with JavaScript, it can get very, very just obtuse and hard to manage and
right.
hard to debug, right? So what TypeScript gives us is through modules, the ability to organize this like we would in a namespaces, right? From like a .NET C sharp.
Okay, so it adds namespaces to JavaScript.
So we can organize that, right?
Okay.
So that's a big advantage. It gives us the ability to have that type safety, so now we can catch the silly errors. So that's a good thing. Target market.
It sounds like I could benefit from TypeScript because I'm not a JavaScript expert.
Right.
I'd use it when I have to, and I can find my way around it. jQuery has certainly helped ease my transition into JavaScript. But if I'm a JavaScript ninja and I know the language inside and out, do I need TypeScript?
Or No, certainly. If you're comfortable with everything that JavaScript is good and bad at, mm-hmm. by whomever's definition, you don't need it, right? I think there's some really good things. One of the great things that even just JavaScript ninjas, if you will, love about it are lambdas, you know, these arrow functions that we love in C sharp and take advantage of readily.
Oh, okay.
We have that ability now in TypeScript, so we can have that nice flow of code development.
Okay, so
there's
some syntactic sugar on top of that.
Oh, certainly, yeah. And also, there are some added features, JavaScript developers, if you go to any of them, say, do you know what the this and that problem is? The
that
scoping,
is a problem,
right? So there are some things that it will solve for you when it comes to that problem.
Yeah.
So there's those things as well.
Technically, there's only this in JavaScript.
Exactly.
We've added that.
This is scoping, yeah.
To resolve.
Pattern,
so now
right?
we have two problems, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We've added this abstraction layer.
Yeah. I'll be clear, though, and I say this a lot when I give talks on TypeScript, is that it doesn't excuse you from learning JavaScript.
Okay.
Right? So it's still important. Like you said, it's a good gateway drug.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I can do this. I feel comfortable with it. I always say pay attention to what the output is, but go learn JavaScript. You know, learn the patterns, learn a module pattern, learn closures, understand scoping. You know.
Okay.
So understand that even though this does give you a lot of that syntactic sugar, as you said, you still have to pay attention because you can still hang yourself, you know.
Yep.
You know, there are great things about C sharp. We can still write bad code in C sharp. Right?
Painfully aware of that.
Right? So we make our living on bad code, right? So you still need to understand what it's outputting and what it's doing from a JavaScript and know that you can still take advantage of the great things that it does for you.
Okay. So are you I want to come back to jQuery a little bit because
okay.
I understand that paradigm. With jQuery, it did exactly what you just described, where jQuery lowered the barrier of entry for me for JavaScript. It made JavaScript less painful.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could stop worrying about the cross-domain or the cross-browser
right.
problems with JavaScript and focus on the real solving business problems with it.
Sure.
And so now I write better JavaScript than I did before I learned jQuery. And and the jQuery actually mixes up jQuery and JavaScript. We can mix them together. There's not a problem at all. Is TypeScript like that as well?
Well, I think jQuery solved that a lot of that hard code or repetitive code we wrote a lot of. You know,
okay.
It was we really hate writing that repetitive code constant. Like, okay, well, if it's this browser, then do this.
Right.
That's
that the
browser.
Big problem.
So it was a really nice shim for us
to
get us back to writing that core code that was mm-hmm. important, that business code. So what TypeScript does is it really just helps us to stop, how do you form that? It gets us from screwing up the dumb problems,
okay.
You know, where it's the things that you don't think is a problem. It might be an edge case, but you might only catch it once in a while. It's those errors that you catch when you test it, when you run it, and sometimes you only catch it when the user gets it, like when your customer is running that code. So it could be those silly little things. It might be that this and that problem.
Right.
It could be a scoping issue.
It could be that semicolon problem.
It could be a semicolon problem, right.
The implied semicolon.
So,
bane of my existence.
Yeah. So it does put semicolons in there for you.
Okay.
So it does do that. So it does help. And I think it just gives you the little helpers that we are used to, you know, we being the type-safe language.
Yeah, I'm a C-sharp guy myself.
Yeah, C-sharp guys. I always say we're the dot people, right? So we like to type something and go dot and get that nice IntelliSense
and
help,
I would get
right?
that if I was using TypeScript.
And now where does that help us, right? Where does the dot come in? There is probably since we started talking 15 more JavaScript libraries, right, that have been developed. We have no idea the reach of or what those libraries do. You talk about Node or Knockout or Kendo UI type of libraries. There's a good GitHub site called Definitely Typed by a developer who has put together TypeScript definition files. Right, so these are helper files that you can reference in your TypeScript.
Okay.
Right, and say I'm going to use jQuery, for instance. Mm-hmm. Right. You reference this, and now when you go to access that $ and hit dot, now you're getting that IntelliSense help. It says, I expect to have a DOM element, a Boolean, an integer, or excuse me, a number.
Okay.
So now you get to see what are those functions in those libraries.
So now you're easing that pain of learning a new framework.
Exactly, exactly. So we get that same help now that we're used to getting when adding a reference to, SQL Server.
ADO.net, sure.
Some ADO thing, or maybe Oracle or something like that. So now we're getting that from existing JavaScript libraries.
Great. Anything else?
Grab it. Play with it in the playground, on the TypeScript Lang org site. Go through their quick examples. I have got a series on MSDN's Script Junkie site.
You do?
Yeah,
okay.
There are a two-part series there now.
Let's get the URL in this show notes.
Yeah, I'll give that to you. I did an article on kind of getting started, making .NET developers more comfortable with JavaScript in the January edition, which is a good kind of a primer.
Great. Yeah, so talks coming up?
Planning to do that conference in August. I want to do
in
a TypeScript.
Wisconsin?
Yeah. Go plan all the slides.
I was there last year. That's a good conference.
Yeah. That's all we got going on right now.
Shane, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. Yeah, so we're really getting into Code Camp season, right? This is getting into a big time frame. So get out to a code camp, learn some technology with your friends.